Shakar. Okay, the Siyata Deshmaya, I wanna focus on the Tosis on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, particularly how it relates to Rabbeinu Tam as well, but particularly how it relates to the Rajba that we had seen. But the Rajba had said that according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Eidei Chasimas Karsi, nevertheless, even though he holds Eidei Chasimas Karsi, the halacha is that when it comes to the get also needs to be given with Eidei Mesiris. I want to focus on that. We discussed in detail why the Rajba brought it up on Dav Samach Dalet, and I think it might just be Kedai. We either know what the Rajba says or we don't know what the Rajba says, but what's important for us now is entirely unrelated to that, and a couple of really very important yisodos that come up in Tosis on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara in Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that we paskin like Rebbe Lazar by Gittin. In other words, that we hold Eide Mesira Karsi. So what we're going to do is see that Tosis has four parts to it on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We're not going to go do every line, every raya in Tosis, but we'll go through four parts. The first part of Shir, we're going to focus on the first three parts of Tosos. We're going to take a look at these three parts of Tosos. And then we're going to ask a couple of pshat questions. We'll address a couple of those pshat questions through the Masorah that we were mekabel from our Rabbeim about how to understand a machlokas between Tosos and the Rambam and the Rif. That'll be a big part of what we're going to focus on. And then ultimately we're going to see that there's a fourth part of Tosos that we'll read according to the way our Masorah has it. And then we're going to start all over again and see that the Ksos HaChoshen learns entirely differently. That Mirtz Hashem is the structure of Mirtz Hashem for today. Okay. So Tosos in the Ibar Maskel, the Kaim Lahalach, the Rabbeinu Lazar Begittin says, Mishum, the Mairi Hacha Begittin, Nokat Gittin, Halacha Kamoso, Af Bishar Shtaros. That since we're talking about Gittin, so says Tosos, we pass like Rabbeinu Lazar by Shar Shtaros. Af Agav, the Kol Amaroi Lekamon, Sover Rabbeinu Lazar Dafka Gittin, Kaim Lahalach Kishmuel Bedini. A general rule, by the way, we pass like Rav Bisurim, Shmuel by Mamanos. How do you remember that? Fun way to remember. Isser has a resh in it, so you follow Rav. Shmuel has a mem in it, so you follow Mama. Okay, that's a mnemonic of how to remember. So Kaimlon Kishmuel Bedini, we pass like Shmuel Bedini, Dipelik Lekamana Rav, Vikaomar Af Bishar Shtaros. So we follow Rebbe Lazar. In other words, that the get could be kosher even if it doesn't have Eidei Chasima, as long as that there are Eidei Mesira that witness its transmission. Okay, that's the first part of Tosis. Now, Tosis brings a couple of rayas to this, that we see this way. For example, let's take a look at Tosis' first raya of Oda Perigs the Borer. Gabe matanta davi chasimi ala tre gisi. You had a shtar matana that had brother-in-laws that signed on it. Kamar Rav Yosef zila knai by the mesira. Rav Yosef said, it's not yet possible. We could still have it in the mesira. Do it ki Rav Elazar. Parach le'abayi va'omer Rav Abba maid Rav Elazar mezuif mitocha shu pasal. The problem over there is a separate problem called mezuif mitocha. I think Zach is giving a chabura that touches on that tomorrow. Mir Tzashem, you can touch a mezuif mitocha? No, just Rav Elazar. Okay, so that's important. This question in terms of Rabbi Lazar, the din of mizuyif mitocha, that's possible. Mashma de Rav Yosef Abayi Davi Basroi Savrik Rabbi Lazar. So the Gemara says the only problem you can have is mizuyif mitocha, but aside from that, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's going to work. So step number one in Taisis is that when it comes to Shar Shtaros, there we pass like Rabbi Lazar. Now in Pshat, the truth is it's not so clear what step one is going to have to do with number two. There is a lot of arichus about this that I'm not going to discuss today. We're going to focus on step two and step three, and then eventually step four as well. Then Tosis says, ulefichach, skipping his raya again, Tosis had said that Rabbi Lazar passing that way by Shar Shtaros. First word online is magbinon. Then Tosis says, ulefichach, tsarech li zaher, you should be careful, Shiyuhu Eidei Mesira B'Shas Nesinas HaGet, that there are Eidei Mesira there at the time the get is given. De'inhu Karsi, because the Eidei Mesira are the one who affect krisus. Dileka sham eide mesira ein megureshes afalgav deika eide chasima. V'lo mahani eide chasima elim shiyemusu eide mesira o yelchu lahem l'medina siyam. So step number two of Tosas is as follows. Tosas holds dafka eide mesira karsi, that without eide mesira, then gittin will not take effect. This stands in contrast to the Rambam and the Rif that we read in the previous shir, that we saw, that everybody has to know this machlokas, we saw that the Rif holds af eide mesira karsi. In other words, you could have eide chasima or eide mesira. Tosos, this is one of the most important machlokas rishonim in all the Masechta. Tosos holds that you need dafka eide mesira. Now, clearly, there is a connection between psak number one of Tosas and psak number two of Tosas, because Tosas said ulefichach. So there's a complicated Pnei Yoshua that tries to explain it. We're gonna leave that part because it doesn't directly relate to the fundamental issues that I want to discuss now. But Tosas says this Gemara that we had discussed previously that says that if you have Eide Chasima, so then in such a case you could prove the get's validity, is just in regards to proving a get's validity. In other words, if you, the Gemara already says that you should, even according to Rabbi Lazar, you should have Eide Chasima on a get. Why should you have Eide Chasima on a get? Because the Eide Mesira might die. So the Tosas understands the Gemara in the following way. Tosas understands that's Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav. Tosas understands that Gemara as saying, you need Eide Mesira, according to Rabbi Lazar. That's for sure, that according to Rabbi Lazar, you need Eide Mesira. But in regards to a case of which a woman wants to prove that she was divorced, don't simply rely on Eide Mesira, also have Eide Chasima. The Rif and the Ran said no. They said that if you have Eide Chasima there, then it takes the place of Eide Mesira. Today what we're going to do is discuss the Shita of the Baalei Tosas, not the Shita of the Ran and the Rif. But what Tosas is doing over here is explaining, or maybe we will touch on the Ran and the Rif, but mostly we're going to be addressing a Pshat, we're going to be addressing Tosas. So that's what Tosas says, and he says, Sh'im Yemus Eide Mesira Yechal Medina Siyam, Sh'itina Se'ad Eide Chasima. How does it work? The Mistama Behechsher Nase. Because we assume that minastam it was done behechsher. The chasima is meyed that this get was given bekashrus. How exactly that works requires more elaboration that I'm not going to do also today, because that very much connects also to the shita harif. But that is what Tosas is. That's what Tosas is saying. The that's point number two in Tosas. Okay. So Tosas has given two major psakim. Number one, that's why Tosas Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is a great reference point. If you want to jump into very important shitas in all Maseches Gittin, probably, if I could put out a controversial statement, I would say Tosas on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph is the most important Tosas in the Masechta. Most important Ran in the Masechta is the last Ran. By the way, the Rif only discusses Eide Mesira Karsi, Eide Chasima Karsi, all the way in the end of the Masechta. I have a theory that the Rif discusses those shitas, those sugyas, at the end of the Masechta. For example, he does this in regards to Muktza, in regards to in Beitza, Eide Mesira Eide Chasima Karsi. The Rif, my theory is that the Rif says you got to learn the whole Masechta first, and then we'll discuss the biggest sugya. Tosas is like a Rosh Yeshiva. He wants to bring the boys in towards the beginning of the Zman of all the important issues. The Rif learns at the end. It's a theory of mine. Anyhow, the Baalei Tosas Rei and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. This is Tosas. So Tosas gives that psak in regards to Shar Shtaros. Then psak number two, Tosas gives is in regards to disagreeing with the Rif and saying that you need to have Eide Mesira. What Tosas did not explain is why he disagrees with the Rif. Tosis didn't explain why he agreed. So Tzarachiyu number one is, why does Tosis disagree with the Rif? What's the Omek Hasvara? So that's the second part of Tosis. We said Tosis has four parts to it. The third part of Tosos is five lines from the bottom. And Tosis then quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam is going to be the focus of our Amelos today. Says Tosis, Va'o deragu Rabbeinu Tam lomar. And also, Rabbeinu Tam accustomed himself to say, to stop right there, I have Tzarachiyu number two and number three. Or I said, you'll see three in a moment, but let's start with two. It's a very interesting Lashon of Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam used to say, he was rugged to say. He was accustomed to saying. Tosis didn't say that the Bali Tosis were accustomed to say that the Halach is like Rabbi Lazar by Shar Shtaros. Tosis didn't say that they were accustomed to say. What's this Lashon? He was rugged to say. He was fond of saying. He was fond. Rabbeinu Tam was fond of saying. Okay, let's see what Rabbeinu Tam was fond of saying. And also, you should know, maybe we can also turn the question into two parts. What does he mean? And also you should know Rabbeinu Tam was fond of saying. What's that? So let's see what he was fond of saying. V'ay d'rakul Rabbeinu Tam leimer, da'filu l'Rabbi Meir ba'i edim b'shas nesinas haget, de'ein dover shebe'erva pachas mishnayim, v'chein shtar matnas karka, o shtar mecher shuhu l'kinyin karka. Rabbeinu Tam said, even according to a mayor who says Eide Chasimar Ma'akev, you also need Eidim to witness the Mesiras Haget, as well as by Shtar Matnas Karko Shtar Mecher. In other words, even Rabbi Meir holds that a get is kosher with Eide Chasimas. Actually, Rabbeinu Tam said that is a misimpression. It's true that the get is kosher, but you need, because of the rule of Ein Dover She'eber Erva Pachas V'Shtayim. In very basic terms, of course, everybody knows that rule of Eidim, of Ein Dover She'eber Erva Pachas V'Shtayim, and that is that Eidim need, actually we're going to see that it could be the Ktzais is going to qualify this a little, but Eidim need to see the Maisa Kedushin, right? There are Eidim that need to see it. I spoke about last time that was boxed out at the wedding, right? That Eidim need to see Eidim need to see the Kedushin. If Eidim don't see the Kedushin, the Pashtus is that there is no, the Kedushin is not going to be valid. So Rav Meir says like this, the get is kosher, but at the end of the day, for a get or for Kedushin to take effect, you need Eidim to witness that Masira. And if you don't have it, it's not going to work. Tzarachiyu number three in Tosos is L'chura. Tosos just jumped off one track, went to another track, and that track has nothing to do with our daf. What am I referring to? Someone who I didn't say to in Seder? Does anybody know I'm referring to? We've been talking about Rav Elazar. This whole daf is talking about Rav Elazar. And then Tosos comes in and he says, oh, you should know that Rabbeinu Tam was ruggled to say this about Rabbi Meir. What in the world is going on? The whole daf is talking about Shitas Rabbi Elazar, how we're passing like Rabbi Elazar. And we've been passing like Rabbi Elazar. And you should know that Rabbi Meir also holds that you need Eidim. What's going on? So our three tzarachiyuns is, what is in the Kudas HaMachlokas between Tosis and the Rift that says that according to Rabbi Elazar that you need Eidim Mesira always? Question number two is, what does it mean, Ragil Rabbeinu Tam? And question number three is, what is Tosis doing when Tosis is starting to talk about Rabbi Meir, about Rabbeinu Tam was Ragil to say, if at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with that. Three tzarachim. Yes, Daki.
Also, when Tosis goes on and says,
right, it's he's going back and forth. He's going back and forth. Okay. So, Bircha Shmuel, Rabbarach Ber is often hard to read. Rabbarach Ber is very exhilarating because Rabbarach Ber was a tremendous Talmud of Reb Chaim, and here he quotes Reb Chaim. But in this case, we have a beautiful Bircha Shmuel on the Sugya that I think will answer all of the Tzarachiyuns. And as I will use some of the parts to answer its archians. And Rabosai, we're going to start with issue number two in Tosos, and that is what is Tosos' svar versus the Rif svar within Rebbe Lazar, and ultimately I think it's going to take us to be masbir everything. We have a tradition from Reb Chaim, by the way. Rav Soloveitchik himself in his shiurim I found also says this. But we'll do it in the Bircha Shmuel. In some ways, the Bircha Shmuel is an even more accurate source. Not that Rav Soloveitchik was an accurate source at all, but this is written by Rav Baruch Ber himself, and you heard it directly from Rav Chaim. And the Hesber is a beautiful, beautiful Hesber, and it's so fundamental. In other words, I can't imagine learning Maseches Gittin without knowing this. You can't. It's one of those types of things that, and that's why I sort of veered off Daf Samach Dalet, because what I'm giving you now is worth $1 million in the sense that Maseches Gittin will not be the same for you. At least Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Meir will not be the same with once you understand this. Okay, so in Bircha Shmuel on page 22, he quotes Reb Chaim Venir Bebir Divrei Atosa Shechilku Bein Mammon LeGittin VeKedushin Al Pi Yisod Divrei Moreinu VeRabbeinu Zchusei Ogan Aleinu. The beget ba'inon shtei dine edus. Reb Chaim pointed out that when it comes to ket, there are actually two different forms of edios. In other words, there's going to be an edus that's necessary for creating a shtar, and then there's the edus that's necessary, like the edus that you need for kedushin. Aleph. Din edus shel ashvuyei shtar de bezeh pligi Reb Meir v'Reb Elazar. The machlokes Reb Chaim explains between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, im edeh chasir hem karsim o edeh mesir karsi, ubedin zeh shavik gittim v'kedushin l'shtaros, da kaim l'kir Reb Elazar bein begittim bein b'shtaros. There's one halacha, which is the first part of Tosos, and that is that what's called a shtar? What creates a shtar? A shtar is edus. For another shir, which is the other very, very important shir for all of Maseches Gittin, is that shtar is a das ha-mischayev. The das ha-mischayev is, let's say, when it comes to mamonos. So I say, I'm giving you a shtar that I owe you money. So I'm being mechayev myself with money, with edim. Okay? A get is the husband's now creating a das ha-mischayev that he's being poter the isha. He's being mechayiv himself. He's stating that he's being poter l'isha with edim. That is a whole shir by itself. Din edo shel ashvui yishtar, de bezeh pligi Reb Meir v'Reb Elazar, im edei chasi mehem akarsim, o edei mesir akarsi. Ubedin zeh shave gittin v'kedushin l'shtaros, da kaimelon ke Reb Elazar, bein begittin, bein b'shtaros. We follow the shita Reb Elazar, both when it comes to gittin, as well as when it comes to shtaros, that Ede Mesira are what creates a shtar. In other words, a shtar's efficacy is dependent on the Mesira from the Das HaMeschayev to the person that's receiving it. That's in regards to what creates a shtar. And what does Rabosai Rebbe Meir hold? Rebbe Meir holds that what creates the shtar is the Ede Chasima. Rebbe Lazar holds it's the Ede Mesira. Beis. Din Edos Mishum Du Kinyan Dover Sheba Erva. Uboy edim lasos kinyan davar sheba erva. You need edim to create a kedushin, and without it, then it doesn't exist. The status change of erva requires edim. Kamo de beinin edim gam be kedushay kasef. Ukamo kein be kinyan gerishin shloye megarish below edim. This is the omek of what's going on. Dainu comes along Tosos, and what Tosos says in Chiddush number two, what was Chiddush number two in Tosos? That Tosos had said that when it comes to Rebbe Lazar, we hold that Eide Chasima Karsi is not enough. What does that mean, that we hold that Eide Chasima Karsi is not enough? What it means when we say that Eide Chasima Karsi is not enough is that at the end of the day, it's not even going to be called a shtar, according to Rebbe Lazar, with Edei Chasima. You also need Edei Mesira. Ulefiza, now skip the rest of the paragraph. The rest of the paragraph is a raya. Ulefiza novin svaras hatosos. The svirale, the din mada anan sadi shebo miyadanosin liyodo have ke'edin b'shas mesira, hainu rak le'inyin din kinyin ashtar, de boi edin lasos kinyin ashtar. V'rabba lozar sover de dafke edin mesira heimekon mishtaros. So Tosis is going to say like this. Even though Eide Chasima are enough of a proof to say that there was a Mesira that was given and that Eide Mesira are necessary, Mikol Mako Mada Anan Sadi Havik Eide Mesira Konim Beshtar Avo Le'inyan Din Eido Shebe Erva Bazeh Be'inan Eide Mamish. Oh, now we understand Tosos is Shita in day number two. Tosis' Shita in day number two is that even though you have Eide Chasima, the Eide Chasima say that Mistama Behechsher Nasa, that the Shtar was given Behechsher, but at the end of the day, that's not enough for Dover Sheba Erva. Because Dover Sheba Erva requires two Eidim to witness the event. This is the critical line. When it comes to Dover Sheba Erva, you need two Eidim to witness the event. If you don't have two Eidim that witness the event, so then in such a case, then it doesn't take effect. So therefore, the way in which it works is like this. The way in which Tosa says you need Eidim according to Rabbi Lazar is not because of the problem of the Shtar being kosher. If you have Eide Chasima, then Eide Chasima are testifying that Shtar was given with Eide Mesira. That's enough. But there's another variable. And that other variable is the requirement that every Dover Sheba Erva requires two Eidim. And that's this din. Again, Rabbi Baruch Ber says that in the paragraph of Lufiza. He says that's going to be the Svara of Tosvos. Oh, okay. Now, Rav Soloveitchik spells out the obvious on the other side. Rav Baruch Ber Kamat says this, but Rav Soloveitchik actually explains this more succinctly in the Shiurei Arav on page Samach Aleph. Now we're going to get the Nekuda Samach Lokus between Tosos and the Rif. What? Just one second. What's the Machlokus between, what's the Sheet of Tosos? Tosos holds that you need a separate set of Eidim for Dover Sheba Erva. And that's what Tosos is saying when Tosos says, even according to Rabbi Lazar, the halacha is going to be the Eide Chasima are not enough. What do you mean Eide Chasima are not enough? Does Rabbi Lazar not trust Eide Chasima? No, Rabbi Lazar trusts Eide Chasima. But for divorce to take effect, you need to have divorce done in front of Shnayim. Now this is well known. Rav Miller mentioned this in the, you didn't have to have heard it for whatever reason, Chaval, you missed it. But you just know this point, you could hear it now and get it. And that is, when it comes to Eidos, for Gittin v'Kedushin, this is called, in the Masorah of Brisk, Eidos l'kiyum hadavar. That there's Eidos, that to affect the action. In other words, Gittin and Kedushin don't take place if there aren't Eidim. Right? Well, the philosophical question, if a tree falls in the forest, did it make noise? So Gittin and Kedushin does not take effect unless the Eidim happen, unless the Eidim are there. So the answer is that a tree doesn't fall in the forest for Gittin and Kedushin unless the Eidim are there. It didn't take effect. So that's called Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Good? Are you good? Beautiful. Mayor, good? Excellent. So this is going to be Shita of the Bali Tosas. What's the Rif hold? So take a look at page Samach Aleph. V'ariv shelo itzrich edim al mesira, shov sover in Shiurei Arav page Samach Aleph. V'ariv shelo itzrich edim al mesira, sover she'edi chasima mahanu gam l'kim adover shebe erva. He disagrees. He holds that dover shebe erva doesn't need. It's on the other side of the Birch Hashmuel. Doesn't need. The Rif holds that you don't need edim live edim for kim for. Dover Sheba Erva. As long as you have Eide Chasima that are there, last time I mentioned to you, it's as if the Eidim pop out. Once the Eide Chasima are there, they're pop outs. So then in such a case, they serve for Edus Davar Sheba Erva? Do you need a live set of Edim? Or Edim on the get is going to be enough? This is going to be the big machlokis about point number two within Tosos. This is the big machlokis between them. Geschmack. Okay? So far, so good. Excellent. So this is going to be this machlokis. Oh. Okay. Now, Rabosai, based on this, I want to answer the pshat questions. The siyata d'shmai, I want to answer the pshat questions. Listen, it's mamish misameach. What was our pshat? What was our pshat problem? Our pshat problem was v'od deragil rabbeinu tam lomar. Let's start with the structure of Tosis. Our question was, what in the world is Tosis doing talking about Rabbi Meir if the whole subject of our daf is Rabbi Lazar? What are we doing talking about Rabbi Meir? So once Reb Chaim taught us what Tosis' agenda is, that Reb Chaim taught us that Tosis' agenda is what? That Tosis' agenda is to explain that you need Eidus of Dover Sheba Erva. That's really the Omek of Tosos. You hear? That's the Omek of Tosos. The Omek of Tosos is to tell us that you're going to need another set of Eidim because you need live Eidim to shafa davar sheberva, what we call edus l'kiyum adavar, im kenim advarim. So then it doesn't matter that I'm going from a mayor of Elazar. This din, Reb Chaim believes, is a din, this is like one of the tenets of bris, that everybody holds that you're going to need edus l'kiyum adavar for this event. If that's so says Tosus, that is what we see by Rabbi Meir. Even according to Rabbi Meir, holds Eide Chasim Akarsi, he's going to hold that you also need Eide Mesira. Not Bitoras Eide Mesira, but Bitoras Davar Sheba Erva, Eidus of Davar Sheba Erva. Ah, maybe we can even get back to the Diuk. Derogil Rabbeinu Tam Loimar. What does it mean, Derogil Rabbeinu Tam Loimar? That this is already the famous idea that Rabbeinu Tam was always emphasizing. That's the Va'oid. The Va'oid is that we see that Rabbeinu Tam already taught us this idea previously. Then that is the raya of how this entire process works. Gishmak. Va'oid deragu Rabbeinu Tam loimar. So now we've answered all of our tzarachians and tosas according to the Masorah that we have from Reb Chaim. And that is that what? Tesis is starting out with a psak. This we didn't explain, that we pass like Reb Elazar even by Shar Shtaros. Then number two, he says that you're going to need for sure, according to Reb Elazar, Eide Mesira. Not because Tosas doesn't believe Eide Chasima aren't good. And those are made, and they hope, and some behechshin asa. But we're, according to Reb Chaim, it's because it's a chisaron davar sheba erva. According to Reb Elazar, it's a chisaron davar sheba erva. He could have asked, why in the world is there a problem with Eidei Chasima, according to Reb Elazar? Reb Elazar doesn't trust Eidei Chasima? Ksov v'sefer rechasam. Of course he trusts it. Oh, no. It's because this is an entirely different thing. You know, they say that the legend has it that Reb Chaim finished shir, and then he said, you see from here, a cow is a chair. So one of the Talmidim, who was a shtikl chassid, Reb Chaim jumped out of the chair and he started milking the chair. So Reb Zalman picked him up. He said, no, that's not what the Rebbe means. What the Rebbe means is that in some ways, a cow is exactly like a chair. In some ways, it's different than a chair. Dahainu, that it has the properties of having four legs. And you need to understand in what way does it make it similar to a chair, and what way does it make a difference. So why am I saying this that anecdote? Because that's what Reb Chaim is saying. Reb Chaim is saying these Eidei Mesira, these Eidei Chasim, you have to understand, they might be doing some things in one instance, and they might be doing something in a different instance. So over here, according to, it's not the pshat that Reb Elazar holds, Eidei Chasima don't work. Eidei Chasima do work. But the problem is that when it comes to Gittin, you need something else. You need this din of Eidus of Davar Sheba Erva, and that's the regular Rabbeinu Tam. That was Rabbeinu Tam L'shitaso. Oh, if you hold like the Rif, then not only would you disagree in point number two, you might disagree in point number, you probably will disagree in point number three as well. Da'ainu, that according to Rabbi Meir, Eide Chasim Akarsi, then if the Eidim are, the Eide Chasim are there, so then in such a case, then maybe you don't even need it for Davar Sheberi, Yesh Ladon. But L'chura, that would be Mistaber. So again, three Tzarachians, what was the connection with Rabbi Meir? The answer is that Rabbi Meir brings out this idea that universally you're always going to need their live Eidim, and for Gittin and Kedushin, the tree will not fall in the forest unless there are Eidim there. If the Eidim are not there, then it didn't fall. And that's what Tosfos is saying. Ragil Rabbeinu Tam Loimar. Okay, yes, Meir.
According to Tosfos, if I watch a video of a get being given, it would look no different according to Meir.
According to Riff, not according to Tosfos.
Why?
I'm sorry. Now I misunderstood what you said. I thought you meant something else. I thought what you had meant, which is what does a video work for Eidus and Gittin and Kedushin?
No, I'm saying that right. When you just watch it, you wouldn't see a
difference. What's the difference? So the only right, that's correct. The one difference the Chevra pointed out to me is as follows. The Chevra pointed out last time. Zaki pointed out the one difference is going to be is if you have a day according to Rebbe Elazar. So then in such a case, you're going to need, according to Rabbi Lazar, you'll have Eide Chasima. So even if you have Eide Chasima, so then in such a case, you still need Eide Mesira for the Davar Sheberva. And according to Rabbi, but the difference is that according to Rabbi Lazar, what happens if you don't have Eide Chasima? According to Rabbi Meir, it's not going to be good.
Right.
Well, according to Rabbi Lazar, it'll still be good if you have just Eide Mesira. That's going to be the Nafkamina, according to Tosfos. Correct. Yes?
I don't know if based on what we're saying, the lefichach in Tosfos.
Yes.
Meaning lefichach is, meaning we have two dinim of Eidei Mesira now. We have a din of Eidei Mesira to be matched for a shtar.
Right.
Which is shaykh to all sharos.
Right.
And we have a second din of Eidei Mesira for davar shebe'erva. After Tosfos, in the first din of proving that it's relevant to all sharos, lefichach should realize that because it's a din in all sharos, which is being matched for a shtar, that's why you're going to need Eidei Mesira in terms of the first din.
Because of din number one. In other words, yeah, but and if we passed in that you didn't need it by Shar Shtaros?
Then we would have needed it to Din to be Master Shtar.
Yes, sir. I have to look back at my notes. I might have something like that somewhere in my notes. And we also have to look back at the Pnei Yoshua. If, right, that might even be the flow from the first part of Tosfos. Very nice. So Mivneh is beautiful now, Rabbosai. Should we... There are two more steps that will make things a little bit more complicated. You want to just leave a beautiful, brisker edifice, or go? Are we ready to work more? Sometimes I'm scared that sometimes it's tafasta meruba lo tafasta. That if there's such a thing as doing too much. Zaki, what do you want to say? Yeah.
Can we work on the last two lines?
That's going to be my next. That's part of my next step. Okay. Ultimately. This, it's so beautiful, and this Mahalach and Brisk is, in other words, those who are Talmidim of Reb Chaim, I never saw Reb Soloveitchik, but I feel like, on a certain level, I feel like I'm a Talmud because of his amazing Talmidim, I feel like I'm a Talmud too. It's fascinating, my brother learns in Lakewood, he's been learning there now for 25 years, he says Rav Aaron Kotler passed away in the 60s, He says he feels like Rav Aaron Kotler is his Rosh Yeshiva. To this day, he feels like Rav Aaron is his Rosh Yeshiva. It's amazing. And so in our yeshiva, it's less about who your Rosh Yeshiva is, but it's more about who your Mekabel, that we feel like, I feel like I was Mekabel Torah from. So this Torah is beautiful, that we were Mekabel all the way from Reb Chaim. If you stop right here, the truth is, Ad Yom Hazeh, I'm not convinced what Amita Shel Torah is. Amita Shel Torah, I think it gets a little bit more complicated. And there's a Ktsais that has an entirely different Mahalach. And the part of where the Ktsais' Mahalach is really going to garner a lot of legs is from the next part of Tosfos. So Reb Baruch Ber is going to explain the next part of Tosfos. There's a part of me that just wants to stop right here because this is such a beautiful pshat and it's so emistic. But there, it does get a little bit complicated, as Zaki pointed out in the Hemshich of Tosfos. So Tosfos then says, "Va'od Ragu Rabbeinu Tam Lomar Da'afilu Rameir Boi Eidim Mishasim Saget Dein Davar Shabe Ervei Pachas Mishnayim." V'chein shtar matnas karko, shtar mechar shu l'kinyin karka, v'eina l'raya, eina mo'el klum l'rab lozom yidua shalo nasnu b'fnei eina.
Fear Meir would work, because it's not our share.
So, according to Rabbi Meir, the halacha is, let's start this way. Let me, I'm sorry, Zaki, just let me do the drawing for a second. Tosa says that according to Rabbi Lazar, you're going to need Edei Mesira because it's not a shtar if it's not done in front of Edei. So now what Tosas has done in step 4 is Tosas has said that according to Rabbi Lazar, the Edei Mesira are there to make it to be a shtar. It's not a shtar. Then Tosas says, Miu yesh lechalek de l'inyin mamon de mehani odos baldin k'meinim sagibe de chasima. So Tosas is maskana, and this is what Reb Baruch Ber goes with from Reb Chaim, is in this line, is that Tosas says like this. He goes back to Reb Elazar in step 4. Reb Elazar, who holds Edei Mesira Karsi, maybe the shtar is not a shtar unless you have Edei Mesira. Then he says, but maybe when it comes to Mamonos, then all you need is Edei Chasima, you don't need Edei Mesira, because all you need is Hodas Baldin when it comes to Mamonos. And then even according to Rabbi Lazar, it would be enough to have Edei Chasima b'makom Hodas Baldin. What's the pshat? So I'm going to say it outside, and then I'll read it to you inside in Bircha Shmuel. Rabbi Baruch Ber, and this is Mamish our Masorah that we have as well, explains that the way in which Hadas Baldin works by Mamonos is antithetical for Gittin and Kedushin. The way in which Gittin and Kedushin function is that you don't simply get information. Let's go back to what I thought Meir was talking about. Could a video serve as a raya that a woman is married? So the answer is, it's for sure in Brisk, the answer is no. You need Edus Lekiyum HaDavar. They didn't get married unless they were Edim. Is that true when it comes to Mamonos? When it comes to Mamonos, it's not true. Hodas Baldin Kimei Edim Dami. What's the halacha if a couple comes into Bezdin and admits that they got married? So Gemara in Kedushin says it doesn't work. So Rav Baruch Ber reads Pshat and Taisus like this. He says, what's Taisus saying? Taisus is saying that because Hodas Baldin is Kimeya Edim Dami, then it's different than Gittin V'Kedushin. If it's different than Gittin V'Kedushin, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that you don't need the Edus to make the tree fall in the forest. The tree fell in the forest whether it was Edim or not. You don't need the Edus to say that Reuven borrowed the money from Shimon. If Reuven admits that he borrowed the money from Shimon, that's going to work. In contrast, if Rachel is moda that she was married to Shimon, that's not going to work. That's what Tosis is saying. So it fits in beautifully in his above construct. So, Enechanami, Vamei Vinyavin, this Yisod that we have is only going to be according to the Miu Yesh L'chalik. Then when those said Rabbi Elazar, he's still struggling with that. Vamei v'nyavin. Where do that, this Rabbi Baruch Ber spells out also in Siman Yud Aleph? L'fi zeh novin svaras hatosos. Yeah, we avo v'zeh shekasu hatosos. 4 lines from the bottom on page Yud Beis. V'zeh shekasu hatosos l'inyim mamon de mahani odas valdin pirish. All you need is Edim Shalashvuyei Shtara. But Zeh Sagi Anan Sahadi. So Anan Sahadi is enough for that. Masha'en Kei Be'egitim Kedushin Dechav La'Cherim. We're going to get to that, what that means in a moment. Uba'inan Edim Lasos Kin Davar Sheb'erva. But Zeh Lo Mahani Mada Anan Sahadi. Uba'inan Edim Mesira Mamish. For this you need Edim Mesira. This is how This is how Reb Chaim read the Tosis. Beautiful. And so Yesodah stick. And that's why Tosis on Daf Daled Amud Aleph, in my opinion, is the most important Tosis in all the Masechta, because you have all of these issues that are dancing around that are absolutely so important. Good Rabbosai? Zaki, yeah.
Isn't that
Tosis
start off?
That's why that was my Hamavin Yavin. That was my Hamavin Yavin. That, in other words, according to our Baruch Ber, everything that we just said is only after Tosis said Miu Yesh L'Chalek.
But so then you don't need Eden Lashvi Get by Mamun?
Right.
No, the Eden Chasima.
All you need is Eden Chasima. The Mestamer Behechsher Nasa is going to be just like the Mestamer Behechsher Nasa. So then.
You still need Eden Messiah, just like Eden Chasima.
The Shiva Get comes through the Anan Sahadi from the Eden Chasima. But there's no second din of. If I'm understanding correctly.
Correct, of Davar Sheberva.
But doesn't Eidei Chasima work even by regular, even by Davar Sheberva? We say Eidei Chasima is Moel, Tikkun Olam, and Sadi, Shvenech Tanasa? We say Eidei Chasima works, we say Eidei Chasima is...
As a Raya. And that's how this is working over here. The Eidei Chasima is by Mammon, all you need is a Raya. That's the whole board. The whole board is that when it comes to Mammon, all you need is a Raya. That's the difference between Eidus of Ishtar and Eidus of Kitten Kedush. You don't think it fits into Tosas' words?
Imagine this, you don't need the Messiah at all. Not that you don't need to prove that they're Eidus here because Eidus Chasima proves it already. Because then that's regular like Gittim Kedushin also you rely on that. Imagine if you get Kedushin, you need Eidus here, Mammish?
No, Eidachanami. Eidachanami. Sagi Eidus Chasima. Because all you need when it comes to Shtari Mammon, all you need is a Mestam Behechsher Nasa. The whole surah of the Shtar is that the Shtar is written L'Raya. The whole Tafkid of the Shtar is to be written L'Raya.
He's Chozer L'Gamit, when he said the beginning.
Correct. According to this. Correct. You mean what he said all the way in the initial part of Tosas?
Yeah.
L'Chura. Yes. L'Chura.
Right, I guess Miyu Shechalik.
Right. Oh. Now, Rabbosai... the question is whether this is the Pashup Shat in the Gemara and for that matter in Tosis. Is this Pashup Shat? Let's go to the Gemara in Kedushin, which is really, I feel that those who've learned the Sugyas and have said over Reb Chaim haven't spent enough time in the, this is Gemara Kedushin Samachayim Abeis. We photocopied it once before, but I did it again just in case. That the Gemara has the following discussion. The Gemara says, why is it that you need two Eidim when it comes to Gittin v'Kiddushin? Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. First one line is Rav Kahana. Samachay Amid Beis and Kedushin. May Daitach. Why do you need two Eidim? The Alphas Dover Dover Mammon. So he asks, Ima lahalan hodas paldin kemei Eidim Dami. Afkan hodas paldin kemei Eidim Dami. Just like you say that hodas paldin works when it comes to Mammonus, you should say the same thing. Get to make Kedushin. So Tosis actually makes reference to this on the last line, that Tosis adds a little bit more than the Gemara says. When it comes to Kedushin, asar lo akrovim. When it comes to Kedushin, it's chav lachrini, so you're asking her to krovim. In other words, you husband want to be moda that you're married to her? Or you... Yeah, so then you're causing your brother not to be able to marry her. And begerishin, if he's moda that she's divorced, since she's asking her on a kohen, it's chav lachrini. So that's why you need two eidim. In other words, Rabbo said, what that means is, let's make sure we have pashup shak clear. What that means is that hodas baldin doesn't work when it comes to Hodas Baldin doesn't work when it comes to Kedushin because of the same reason why it wouldn't work by Mamanos. And that is, mamonos only works if you're moda when you're causing yourself loss. But the moment in which it's causing somebody else loss, so then hoda doesn't work. It makes a lot of sense. When it's chav l'achrini, then it doesn't work. So Rabbosai, this is always for years, but what was bothering me. The simple pshat, I would have wanted the Gemara, according to Rav Chaim's Masora, I would have wanted the Gemara to say, why is it that you need two Edim, and you learn Davar Sheba Erva, and you don't say Hodas Faldin doesn't work? Because there's a new thing called Edis Lakim HaDavar. That's why I would have wanted the Gemara to say. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara gives a technical answer that's Chav L'Achrini. Okay? So that's my Tzarech Iyun number one on Reb Chaim's, on our beautiful Masorah. Tzarech Iyun number two that I have on our beautiful Masorah is, if the Gzeirah Shavah is Davar Davar Mimamon, so then it sounds like we're borrowing the same rules of Mamonos. And according to Reb Chaim, our Masorah from Reb Chaim, that's not true. Mamonos and Gittim and Kedushin have two different tracks. Mamonos has Eidus L'Birur HaDavar to prove something, and Gittim and Kedushin has Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Mamish, two distinct tracks. From the Gemara, it seems that they're equated. It's just that by Kedushin, Hodas Faldin doesn't work, except it's Chav L'Achrini. Now, I think the Tzais HaChayshin developed some halach way before Reb Chaim that is going to solve these two problems, and he's going to learn the sugi entirely differently, and he's going to learn our tosas entirely differently. Are we ready for that, or is it too much? It's not tafasta meruba, Rabosai? How many people feel it's tafasta meruba? Okay, so let's go. Comes along the Ktsais, and the Ktsais says that he himself had the following shaila. Ktsais is in Reshmim Aleph Aleph. The most famous Ktsais is probably, the most well-known Ktsais is the following shaila about how does Hodas Baldin work. When a person admits, listen to this Chakira, when a person admits that they owe $100, so Reuven says to Shimon, I admit I owe you $100. Is Reuven giving a present to Shimon? Because no Edim. But he's creating a neder that he's being mechayevim. Or is Reuven believed as Edim himself? So the answer to that question, the Ktsais says in Lamed Dal Dalid, is that Chazal said, Hodas Bal Edim Kemeya Edim Dami. You're believed. You're believed. You're believed. The only thing is, when it's Chav L'Achrini, then we don't believe you. But really, Hodas Bal Din is Kemeya Edim Dami. So says the Ktsais, that's what the Ktsais says with L'Chei Nira. I'm not going to discuss at all what the Ktsais was bothered by in Aleph. Essentially, he was bothered by complicated questions that are similar to questions that we've been struggling with. But it's not important, it's not in our sugya. It's in paragraph L'Chei Nira. Step number one, he says, Hodas Bal Din Kemeya Edim Dami works in that manner. Then the Ktsais says, and this is the pshat in the Shita of the Rif. The Rif who says that the halacha is, you could have Edei Mesira or Edei Chasima. You could have either one. And he says, the Edei Chasima take the place of Edei Mesira. Now, when someone admits in court, are they kosher Edim when they're saying Edus about themselves? Edim that admit in court, are they kosher Edim? The answer is absolutely not. They're not kosher Edim. A person's not kosher for himself. But he has believability. Because no one admits owing $100 unless they really owe $100. So there's believability. And the believability is what creates the Ne'amonus over here. That's what creates how this works. So far so good? Yeah? Oh. So what happens when we have, Edim that come in and testify and witness a Gittin and a Kedushin, or we have a shtar that's kosher that we believe that says that they're divorced? In both cases, all we need is, says the Ktsais, levarer hadavar. All we need is to know that this event happened. That's all we need. Levar adavar. If we have Birur adavar, then we're home free. And that, says the Ktzais, is the pshat in the Rif. The Rif says you could have Eide Mesira or you could have Eide Chasima. Eide Mesira are being Mevar of the Davar, and Eide Chasima are being Mevar of the Davar. And the whole halach of Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim is based on the fact that we don't believe somebody, we can't believe somebody when he's causing somebody else loss. When it's Chav Lachrini. And that's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Hodas Baldin generally works, but by Davar Shebe'erva you can't have it. Says the Ktzais, if this is so, let's deal with the video case. My video case, not Meir's video case. What happens if you're able to play back a video a second later where there's absolutely no way that no one could document it? Now, the Ktzais didn't have video. So how did the Ktzais have such a case? The Ktzais has a case called, exactly, Yediya Beli Re'iya. So Ktzais quotes on the top of Reish Lamid Hey. He quotes that he himself writes, and by the way, he has this also in his Sefer Avnei Miluim as well, that he says, does he say where he argued this already? Yeah, he says, and Simon Sadi already argued that Yediyah below Re'iyah is going to be fine as well. And what's the case? The Nafkamina is the box out. What happens if he's boxed out? So if I was boxed out and I didn't see it for a moment, so I see the husband pull his hand back, but I don't see mamish pull it, and a second later, after the photographer takes the picture, he moves away and the ring is on her finger. So says Ktzais, that's Yediya. That's what Eidus is about. You don't have to have Adam to see the tree fall in the forest for the tree to fall in the forest. You don't have to have Adam to see the action for a woman to become married or divorced. And he says, what the Gemara said. Hodas Pal didn't work. Hodas Pal, any idea is going to be enough. And says the Ktzais, that's what Tysus's maskana is by us. Tysus says, when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, then you're not going to allow for Hodas Baldin. And since you're not going to allow for Hodas Baldin, so then in such a case, Ragu Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, not Ragu Rabbeinu Tam. Then in such a case, according to Rebbe Lazar, we'll go to Shidus Rebbe Lazar. So then, even if it's Yodua, Shalom Nasnu Bifnei Edim, it's still going to be okay when it comes to Shar Shtaros. Why is it going to be okay when it comes to Shar Shtaros? Because when it comes to Mamonos, all you need is Hodas Baldin. Oh, but when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, Hodas Baldin is not enough. So what did Chazal say that you need? Chazal said you need Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. What's the criterion of Eidus L'Birur HaDavar? Two kosher Aden. Not because you need Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar. Where Hodas Baldin doesn't work, so then you learn Davar Davar Mi Mamon. Just like when it comes to Mamonos, you're going to need two Aden to verify a fact if you don't have Hodas Baldin. So too, when it comes to Gittin and Kedushin, to verify, you're going to need two Aden. Oh, so now, says Tosos, so then in such a case, what are you going to need? Then you're going to need two Eidim according to Rabbi Lazar. Then according to Rabbi Lazar, in a Hanami, you're going to need those two Eidim. What comes out is then, I didn't do all the math through the whole Tosis. Maybe my Talmid Mikarim could help me. Is that the Ktzais has an entirely different Havana in all the Tzarechions and everything that we set up until now. And we're going to have to read the whole Tosus again, according to the Ktzais, because the Ktzais' starting point is punk farkert from Reb Chaim's starting point. The Ktzais' starting point is that Eidus for Gittin and Kedushin is no different. There's no magical din of davar sheba erva of edus lekim adavar. The edus is there entirely lebirra davar. And when you could get away with hodas baldin, so then in such a case, that's a sign that that might be enough to be able to prove it. And if you need a little more, then you'll need edus for the bir. You'll need to aid them because of edus lebirra davar, because it's chav lachrini. But davar sheba erva, the reason why you need eidim is for the following reason, and that is this. The Ksai spells out Chazal wanted that you should be able to prove gittin and kedushin. They never wanted a couple to get married in a situation that's not provable, and therefore, when it comes to mamonos, you're allowed to do mamonos without provability. That's your decision. You want to lend money without eidim? Fine. When it comes to marriage, it's not your bibles. The Torah says that you need to have eidim so that it will be provable. You need to have eidim, that will be provable. That's so. That's entirely different mahalach than Reb Chaim's. And then you're going to read that last line of Tosis entirely differently. And if you read the last line of Tosis entirely differently, then what comes out is the chiluk between gittin and kedushin and shar shtaros is only about a technicality in regards to Hodas Baldin, but there's no chiluk between Dover Sheba Erva and all other Eidos in the sense that they're really working on the same track. And if you have a shtar that's going to work, so then in such a case, it should work also for Dover Sheba Erva. Because Dover Sheba Erva, the requirement of Eidos Dover Sheba Erva is just about creating provability. Because there's no magical din of Adam creating the Gittin and Kedushin according to the Ksais. Because the Ksais says, what did the Gemara say is the difference between Gittin and Kedushin and Mamonos? The Gemara didn't say that one's Lekim Adar, one's Lekim. The Gemara only said that over here you have a problem, that there's no Hadas Baldin. So if that's so, in a case of where there's no Hadas Baldin, you need to have Adam to prove it. But if you have Adam that's going to prove it, it's going to be enough. If so, then you got to go back according to the Ksais and then read the entire Tesis, and then I need your help according to the Ksais. Maybe it does work. But that is how it works. So it comes out from our Masaira, the Taisis is beautiful. Taisis, every step in Taisis is beautiful. That I heard from my Rebbe, you heard from Reb Soloveitchik, who said over in the name of Reb Chaim. And Reb Baruch Ber has it written down in Berach HaShmuel exactly the way I heard it from my Rebbeim. That was the general Masaira. And then as I learned it more and more, I saw that every word is Muduik in Taisis. I didn't hear it. Shear from Reb Braunschweigel on Gittin Daf Dalet. But this is what we were, and Reb Shechter has a lot of this in Eretz HaTzvi, and I heard some of this from Reb Shechter as well. In Eretz HaTzvi, you have a lot of this. But these things in Pshat, no one said. That's our Hosafa to the Masaira. All these details of the Pshat, that, and now Yoni's being Mosif with the first part of Taisis. Maybe he's adding that you can even understand Taisis. All of these things in Taisis are very, very beautiful, and that's a Masara. Me'idach Gisa, I did have these two Tzarachiyuns that Reb Chaim was making up a lot in terms of understanding in Gittin, and I looked to Kedushan Samachayim Beis. I think that the Pashtus of Kedushan Samachayim Beis is not that way. This is like the Aseres HaDibros in Brisk. This is Mamish Aseres HaDibros. This Yisod. So, but the Pashas is not that way. So then you have the Ksaisis Mahalach. The Ksaisis Mahalach is entirely different. And then, but I don't know if the Ksaisis Mahalach is going to be as smooth within Tosis in answering all the Tzarachiyuns. And then, so Yesh Mokom Lezgadirba for the next generation to continue to the Mesoras Hasugya. Okay, we're going to get back to our regular daf. This came from our regular daf, but we'll get back to our regular daf on Emir Tzashem on Wednesday. Wednesday. We'll get back to regular shir time, Bli Neder. We're going to start the Mishnah of Nairu Maras, a beautiful Mishnah, and we're going to do the Taisis and the Ran. There's a tremendous amount there about the Yada Isha, and the Yada Isha when she's a Ktana, a Naira, etc. That Emir Tzashem will do then. And then we'll move on to Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. I'd love to hear your ha'aretz. There's a lot packed in over here.
How does the Ketos understand the notion of Eidei Mesira, the Inu Karse, the Ilav Eidei Mesira, Einu Megureshes? How does he understand that if it's only Lebir HaDavar?
Right. So,
how does he understand that?
So that's part of what I wanted you to work on. That's why I want. I think the Ksais would say like this. I think the Ksais would say that somehow Rabbi Lazar sees limitations in the stam of a Hechsher Nasa.
The Inu Karsi, how do you understand that? They are the ones that are co-raised. It sounds like it's more than Bir Hadavar.
Right.
Bir Hadavar is usually translated as testimony.
Right.
Just proof. This is much more than proof. This is big.
No. The Ksais is going to say, you're saying good. But when I'm saying no, I don't mean to say, you're saying very good. But I think what the Ksais is going to say is like this, that the Torah created a certain level that we are so concerned about a woman being divorced that no one should mess her over and say that she's not divorced, that we require the Torah put the necessity of Adam to be there so that there'll be a very definite way to be able to be Mevar HaDavar.
Okay.
I think that's what the Ksais is going to say. That's the pshat.
And that's what creates the gerushin.
Exactly.
To that extent.
Right. In other words, of course, the Ksais holds that it's ma'akev. Right? The Ksais holds that it's ma'akev. The Ksais holds it's ma'akev. There's certain cases when if you're going to borrow money, if you're going to lend money, it's your problem whether you get Adam or not. That's not so important. But your wife's kedushin and Reuven's wife's gerushin is not up to Reuven. It's not up to Leah. There's too much at stake over here, and it doesn't matter whether we're talking about $10 billion or we're talking about the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, or we're talking about a very simple person. Gittin and Kedushin are holy, holy, holy. It has to be done with this way, with Bir HaDavar. But not to say that the Kedushin didn't take place. The Kedushin did take place. It's just a question that you're going to need a high level. You're going to need to have those Bir. It's not up to you to decide what level of Bir there's going to be. But everything is about Bir.
Did we answer according to Rabbi Chaim why Tosfos says that by Gittin and Kiddushin, Hadassah doesn't work because of Mechayev Lechrini, and he didn't just say because of Tzedavar Shema Erva?
No.
Right.
In other words, Rabbi Chaim is going to say that's the Lashon in Kiddushin. Rabbi Chaim is going to say that that is what the Gemara in Kiddushin used to describe it.
Tzedavar Shema Erva.
Right. In other words, that what you're being mayor, Aryeh, was exactly my tzarechion from the Gemara itself. But Reb Chaim is going to answer that's I'm using the terms that I learned from the Gemara. Mm-hmm. Reb Chaim is going to say, there's no question that Reb Soloveitchik was correct, that there are a lot of times that in the Gemara and the Rishonim, there's something a lot deeper than simply the words. And so here he's saying the words say one thing, but it really means something else. It means something deeper. It doesn't only mean what the words say, it means something deeper. But I happen to agree with you that this something deeper is not at all alluded in the words. That's the problem.
Especially if a somewhat... the deeper meaning of a word is a very fundamental understanding for how a transaction is being effective.
Then you would
you would have expected for the Gemara Tosfos to use those words more explicitly.
I agree,
especially if it's more fundamental.
Beautiful. Yeah, Shikoyach. Thank you. Yes, I'm not rushing.
Just back to how we got to this.
Yes.
Rashi.